Okay, here we go, Craig. Okay, after I get the thread secured to the hook, I go back to the back end and I try to create a V-knot type thing there for the goose quill to tie to so they fan out. So I just start and make several wraps around and facing the point of the V towards the eye of the hook and create a little V there. So when I put the goose quill on there, that'll pull those apart because I tie that right behind that V, and so that pulls those wings apart back there. So that seems to work pretty good. Then after you get the goose quill on, just tie the stencil on there. Use the smallest I can, number 14 or 16. And then when I get ready to tie the yellow yarn, I only use about half of it because it comes, you know, too thick. So I just split it apart and use just half of that yellow yarn. Once I get it tied in, I tied it back to the back because I'm going to pull it underneath the belly. So we'll tie it all the way back to the back. I use my spring tools all the time and pliers to pick this stuff out of the way and keep it out of the way when because this is going to be the last thing we take off. Okay, when I start the brown yarn, I found out if I lick my fingers and wet the end of it, and then I cut it off with the scissors and it stays together. This stuff is pretty wild, so I lick my fingers and then cut it square before I start tying this stuff on. That seems to work pretty good. So again, I tie it on and we'll tie it all the way to the back, and then we'll start wrapping this forward to form the body. And this yarn, this fabric yarn, you have to kind of keep it so it doesn't ball up and make a round goody. So I make sure that it's fanned out so it'll wrap easy. Then when I get that where I want it or shape the body, I might whip finish a knot in there. Then we'll bring the yellow one all the way up to the front and tie it right then where the head's going to start. And once we get that tied in, I kind of like to tie it back so the yellow is going backwards just a little bit. Then we're ready for the rabbit fur, so about as long as the body of the fly. Once we get that all tied on, then I whip finish this thing before I cut that piece of yellow off on hanging on the bottom, because then I know I'm going to cut that off just about the hook length to make the legs on the fly. So once I get her all in shape, I just cut that off to the length of the fly, and we pretty got a finished fly. I wish I could tie this sucker this fast. Anyway, that's the Eckerton.